Coronavirus Update.
I am so glad our finance minister has taken a break from his chicken cooking recipes, and he has confirmed that the government's plans to pay 500 million rand to take part in the development of a COVID-19 vaccine. Awa Mboweni said that the funds earmarked for vaccine development will put South Africa at the top of the list when a vaccine is approved. So no more second cousin twice removed. Wait until everyone else has had it. We are sorted. Thank you, Tito.
Okay, so England are making changes. England is drastically reducing its quarantine period for people arriving from most destinations in a move that will potentially throw open the doors for British people wanting to take foreign vacations again, because we know that they love going overseas. As of December 15, travellers arriving into the UK will have to self-isolate for just 5 days instead of the current 14 under a new testing strategy announced by the government.
Also in your coronavirus update this morning, Russia has said that its Sputnik 5 coronavirus vaccine was 95% effective and would be cheaper and easier to store than some of the alternatives. This is as the global race heats up to develop a jab. The announcement was the latest in a flurry of breakthroughs, as several vaccine makers worldwide have been publishing preliminary data showing efficacy rates of 90% and higher. Countries are hoping to begin inoculating their populations by the end of this year or as early next year. And this is all to stop a pandemic that has claimed the lives of nearly 1.4 million people.
And for anyone out there who, earlier this year there was the sentence going around, it's just the flu. Well, pop on over to the Worldometer right now, and the numbers are right there. 60 million coronavirus cases worldwide, that's 6-0, and almost 1.5 million deaths. The recovery rate around the world, we're getting better at this novel coronavirus, up to 90%. South Africa enjoying a 92-93%. However, the Eastern Cape surges are something to worry about. It took us, if you remember, quite a few weeks, if not months, to get up to the unfortunate number, the grim number of 20,000 deaths. And then in no time, we've added another 1,083 deaths to that. So we do need to still be very, very careful. Yes, there are vaccines out there, but they're not available as of yet. So we still got to do the things that we need to do. Wear the mask, social distance, and sanitize.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.